Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. We're all living out the nightmare of the COVID zoonosis, which is when disease jumps from animals to humans. But the phenomenon is ancient, as evidenced by the old man of La Chapelle.
He's a fossilized Neanderthal skeleton discovered in a French cave in 1908. Neanderthals disappeared 40,000 years ago.
New analysis suggests that an infection he got from butchering animals led to changes in his bones that had long been mistaken for osteoarthritis. Even 2 years ago, an analysis reported his bones showed signs of advanced osteoarthritis in the spine and the hip.
The new report came after scientists compared the impact of bone changes from various diseases. It led them to conclude inflammation was a major factor and to a diagnosis of Brucella infection.
People today get it from infected animals, contaminated foods, and aerosols. Brucellosis remains the leading zoonotic bacterial infection worldwide, mostly from cattle, sheep, goats, even dogs.
It's rare in the U.S. since animals are vaccinated and dairy is pasteurized. Symptoms include fever, fatigue, pain in muscles and joints.
In some people, the symptoms never go away and include arthritis, swelling of the testicles and heart, and neurological symptoms.
For years, the Neanderthals' remains made us think that they stooped when they didn't. Knowing that zoonosis has plagued not only us, but our prehistoric cousins is sobering and warns us public health vigilance is key to our well-being.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.